Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I know what you're thinking. That all sounds swell, John, but I wonder what Dawn Jackson Blattner's latest obsession is. Well, let's find out. She's the author and registered dietitian and nutritionist. You can follow her at DJ Blattner on Instagram. DawnJacksonBlattner.com is her website. Hey, Dawn, happy Friday to you.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Friday to you. Feels good. It's summer outside. I'm loving it.
What's your latest obsession?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, listen. I'm telling you, I'm so obsessed with muscle. I can't even tell you. Muscle, muscle, muscle. Nutrition for muscle. And here is why. Okay, I've read this stat probably a million times, but it just locked into my heart all of a sudden that after you turn 30, you start losing about 3 to 5% of your muscle every decade. So I was like, that, you know, it doesn't sound like too much. But, I mean, if you think about it, 3 to 5% every decade, you turn 40, you turn 50, you turn 60, you turn 70, we're losing so much muscle. So I have started researching big time. What can you eat to really preserve your muscle? What can you eat to make muscle? And I'll tell you what, the bottom line is it's protein foods at every meal and snack, that's for sure. But there was a new research article that came out and said, hey, in addition to protein at your meals and snacks, there's other things to care about when it comes to muscle health and your nutrition. And so these three other things have really intrigued me. So here we go. Beyond protein, three muscle nutrients, vitamin D. Okay, so that's actually, we can make it today in the sunshine. It's a sunshine vitamin, vitamin D. But it's not in that many foods. So it's hard to eat vitamin D. It's only in things like fatty fish, some kind of mushrooms. You know, fortified milk and fortified plant milks have some vitamin D. But I say, hey, listen, everybody go get your levels tested, see where you're at with vitamin D, because a lot of people may need to take supplements based on their level. So vitamin D is great for our muscles. Very good. Omega-3 fats are great for our muscles. Now, you always hear about omega-3 fats being good for your heart, but really good for helping you keep and maintain muscle. And omega-3 fats come from particularly fatty fish meals. So aiming to have 2 to 3 fatty fish meals a week is key. And that's like tuna and salmon, sardines. Those are fatty fish. And then the final one is a word, I don't know that I have really even written much about it, but it is a very important word for us all to know. It's called polyphenols. And these are very powerful compounds found in many of our fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and beans. Also in things like dark chocolate, green tea, olives, you know. So these polyphenols are very good for our muscles too. So, I mean, hey, I hope everyone starts getting obsessed with muscles because this is a big deal. Muscles are for our immune system. It's not just to be strong. You know, immune system is huge for muscle. Our metabolism is all about muscle. Disease prevention like diabetes and obesity is all about our muscles. So muscle is not just like having big biceps and walking around on North Avenue Beach. Muscle is really about longevity. The more muscle you have, the longer and healthier you live.
Do I need to, though, lift weights or do something like this will give me the fuel I need to build muscle, but do I need to have an exercise regimen then as well?
Yeah, thank you very much for saying that. So eating is 50% of the equation. The other 50% is, yes, go lift heavy things. So, you know, weights, and I like the idea of, you know, going to your local YMCA and using weight machines. Or even having online, they have like free weights that you can see what the actual, you know, lifting should look like so you don't hurt yourself. So you can do things, you know, online classes, you can do things at the local YMCA. But yet, lifting heavy things is the other 50% of this muscle equation.
Hmm. You know, it's funny you mention that because a friend of ours here at the radio station, Steve Grzanich, does the news in the morning with Bob and Wendy and everybody. Steve's lost a lot of weight over the last year or two. And he and I were talking about it in the hall the other day, and he said he had sort of plateaued. He looks great. He wanted to lose a little bit more, and just dieting and aerobics wasn't doing it. And then he started to add muscle building, and he said not only does he look a little firmer, but he's lost more weight doing some heavier exercise. And he went on Amazon. I did too, at his recommendation. And there are these exercise cards. It's like a deck of cards, 50 in a deck. And it says if you want to use stretch bands or isotonic or isometric exercises or dumbbell weights. So I bought the dumbbell weight cards. It's 50 of them. And it says, okay, lay them out, one card for each exercise. It's got a little mannequin on there. It shows what you can do. Here's what the mannequin is doing with the weight. It's just maybe two cartoons of what the exercise looks like. And if you want to build your core or if you want to build muscle, you lay out the cards according to the program they have on kind of an instruction card. Anyway, I've been doing it, and I can't say I'm any more muscular, but I love having a little routine like that of adding a little weights into your life.
Oh, my gosh, it's so great. And everything you read is saying, yes, of course, you know, stretching and flexibility and balance are important. And, yes, getting aerobic exercise like walking or jogging is important for your heart. But the key piece so many people are missing is the strength building like you're talking about. And so I love that idea of the deck of cards. You can use your own body weight. You can use bands. You can do free weights, like you're saying. And actually, there was a study that came out and said, hey, listen, free weights and bands, those stretchy, stretchy bands, work equally as well. So if you're somebody who travels a lot or doesn't want to, you know, invest in having dumbbells at your house, the bands can work just as good. So I love this attitude of pairing the food to build muscle along with actually lifting weights or the bands.
I think a lot of us who are trying to minimize our exposure to the sun are low in vitamin D. Last two times I went and got a physical, they said, you got to take a supplement. I take a vitamin D supplement. I'll bet I'm not alone in that, Dawn.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are told to wear SPF sunscreen. We are told to cover our skin, you know, in the sun. So it is, and by the way, here, we don't get that much of it, you know, year round. We aren't seeing it that much. So absolutely, vitamin D tends to be one of those things you have to get from other places besides the sun. And food is also, it's very hard to get in food. So that's why a lot of people, when they get their levels checked, the recommendation isn't, oh, eat all of these foods to get your vitamin D. It's like, hey, you probably need to take that supplement. So good that you get your levels checked. That's the best way to do it because then it can be personalized to you and you're not just taking something that you might not need.
I'm really lucky because my lunch today is going to be tuna, chocolate, and olives. So I'll be able to load up on vitamin D, omega-3, and polyphenols. Dawn says those are the things you should add to your diet to build muscle. She's also teaching an online class. How about working out with Dawn June 20th? An online Eat to Build Muscle class June 20th. You can register online, of course, DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Questions for you online and on the phone, 312-981-7200. You ready?
I am ready.
Well, this one says, the first one up says, how did Steve lose weight over the last 2 years? Was it walking? Says Brian, age 53. I don't mean to, excuse me, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be doing that. I don't mean to speak for him, but I think he did it the hard way. I think he just cut out carbs and he started walking a lot. Dawn, for people who are overweight and just want to start losing weight, what are some just basics that you recommend?
The two things that I absolutely love is redistributing your plate. So I call it the fitness plate. But it's basically you're trying to say, I'm going to, you don't necessarily have to cut out carbs. I'm going to decrease the carbs that are on my plate that are already there. I'm going to make sure that there's protein on every plate. And I'm going to make sure that half of it is vegetable. And so it's instead of saying eating less, which to me it sounds horrible. Like I don't want to be eating less. I just want to change the ratio on your plate. And when you do that, you're still having a plate of food, but every bite of a vegetable is 4 or 5 times less calories than a bite of any other food you can have. Plus, it's going to prevent disease. So having that bulky, bulky plate of vegetables with some carbs, but not as many as we usually eat, and always having protein to maintain that muscle mass, that's a key. So that's the first thing. You don't even have to change what you eat. Just change the ratio on your plate. And then I love the, you haven't been exercising, you, what are you going to do? Walking is a great place to start, because you can do it for free. You can just go outside and you can do it as fast or as slow or as long or as short as you and your body can handle. And then from there, you can always build. But that is a great starting point for all of us.
Some of you have texted in and said, what are those exercise cards? I just Googled it. These are the ones that we have at Palace Learning. Palace Learning, if you just do workout cards or exercise cards, if you just Google it, there's several of them out there. And it's just a matter of laying the cards out, getting your dumbbells out, and going at it. More text for Don Jackson Blattner here, 312-981-7200. It says, what's more beneficial, Don, black olives or green olives? Is olive oil a good replacement for whole olives?
Oh, I love this. So it's always best to eat the whole foods. So olives are going to be the absolute best because it's the whole food. You get all the fiber, you get all the nutrition. The next version is the cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil. It has the most parts of the olives in there. Even though it's still mostly olive oil, you can still see that green color coming from the olives. So that's very good. So both of those are great. And green olives do give you a slight advantage to black olives, but they're both very good for you, and they both fall into this good-for-your-muscle health category.
Oh, wow. I eat Kalamata olives like a snack. Are those salty? Should I worry about that?
They are. You know what? We do like to always talk about salt here because it's like 100% eat those olives. They are great for you, but they are salty. So you say to yourself, okay, you know, if I'm having 6, 8, you know, great, 10, okay, fine. But then when you start feeling like you're eating a whole jar at a time, that's where it's probably getting just a little too salty. And build that snack very Mediterranean style where you have, you know, your 8 olives on a plate, but then put some walnuts on your plate, put some berries on your plate. You can sort of round it out Mediterranean style.
What does Dawn think about protein powder supplements with no carbs as a diet supplement for adding more protein to my diet?
Sometimes you really do need to use protein powders, depending on people's appetite, depending on what they like to eat, especially in the morning. There is so much research about needing to have protein-rich breakfasts, and a typical American has very low protein breakfast. So these protein powders can come in and help us, in addition with all the whole foods that we are eating, help us get our protein needs. The biggest thing, though, that I say is, you know, when you're making these protein drinks, make sure you're adding some real whole food, too. So like a handful of spinach and a half of a banana or some berries in there. So you're not just drinking a powder that is not a whole food, but that you're actually getting in that well-balanced fruits and vegetables with your shake. There's a couple of ways you can go with shakes. You can do more of a plant protein shake. That's usually things like hemp seeds, brown rice, soybeans, those kinds of things, or you can do more of a dairy base, which is whey protein. And for most of my clients, they switch between them. So sometimes having the whey version, sometimes having the plant version, and then always running out with some fruits and vegetables in that shake.
Will you please advise about best choices for milk for ages 5, 12, and 70 in terms of fat content?
Yeah, okay. So this is a real interesting question because most of the time, once kids get older, switching to 2% is what most people, physicians, dietitians will recommend. However, I mean, that is very individualized on the families. Some kids really need the extra calories that whole milk comes. Same thing with older people. They may be having trouble getting enough calories. So whole milk is sometimes even recommended. But generally speaking, it's usually in that 2% range, and that's because you're getting some of that fat, which has actually good compounds in there for muscle called CLA, but you're not getting so much as in is whole milk. So sort of the compromise between skim and whole milk is that 2%, that low-fat range.
You might just want to comment on this. 630 said, I've noticed being well hydrated with good minerals in the water has made an incredible difference for exercising and in general. What do you say to that?
Heck yes. That is absolutely, without a doubt, 100% research-based for sure. Well-hydrated individuals can work out harder. They can work out longer. They have less fatigue. They have less injury risk. They recover faster. Everything is better. Less headaches, better digestion. Hydration is the absolute key. I mean, it's why we can only live a very short time without water, because it is essential to life. And if you're well hydrated, it's essential to optimal performance when you are doing exercise and being an active person. So well done. I'm clapping over here. Yes, hydration all the way.
I've lost a lot of muscle because of cancer treatments and cancer. I really want to gain muscle back. Please give me some advice. Thanks. Well, is it any different than what you said earlier? Vitamin D, omega-3, polyphenols, and exercise?
And exercise, but also that protein piece at meals and snacks is huge. And that is a very common thing after medical procedures of any kind. When people are not as active and they're trying to fight illness, absolutely muscle can decrease. So thinking that protein is the number one thing, and then start thinking about the vitamin D, the omega-3, polyphenol, and of course, exercise, whether that be starting with walking, depending on your energy level, and then building to things like your own body weight, and then building to the bands and the actual, barbell.
And you've told us not to eat highly processed foods like meats, which is a good source of protein. So in my meals, Dawn, what, eggs, lean meats, how am I going to get my protein?
Yeah, so meat is not a overly processed food if it is a fresh meat. So like chicken, turkey, fish, beef, pork, all wonderful sources of protein. It's just those super processed ones in the sausage and the bacon and the lunch meats to really reduce. But so all those fresh meats, in addition, eggs and the dairy foods, which would be milk and yogurt and cottage cheese, and also all the plant protein. So that's all the kinds of beans and edamame and tofu and tempeh and nuts and seeds. So there's protein in a lot of foods. It's just a matter of making sure in our very carb-centric culture that we have, we're just making sure that we really push those off to the side and have a solid dose of protein on our plate along with produce.
I want to sign up for this class. Do I pay for it?
Yes, the class is $49, and it is online. The biggest thing, though, is if somebody can't attend live, I am sending the recording link so that you can, even if you can't make it that exact day and time, you can still watch the class.
It's a one-time class, June 20th. Register at DawnJacksonBlattner.com. Eat to build muscle. We love you, Dawn. Thanks for joining us. I hope you can join us next week.
I'll see you next week. Have a great weekend.